the middle. Storm could stay all night. So can you stay till we closed our eyes to your dreams? Oh my, just stay. Laughing lovers can overcome their closest demons. They go on, they won't let go. Oh no, they saw something that they know.
Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning, WPIX.
Good morning. This is television station WNEW-TV.
Good morning, Starshine.
Stay tuned now for our national
anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Here's to swimming with bow-legged women.
Hi. We're on express elevator to hell. Going down.
I don't give a crap if you covered yourself in peanut butter and had a 15-hooker gangbang.
Snakes. Why do they have to be snakes?
Ron, I know it sounds harsh, but God does not want her to live.
All right, guy.
Part of the plan.
All right, kiddies. It's Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time for the Power Hour. Hello, there it is. Hi, guys. So on tonight's show, we're going to break a little bit of radio tradition. Everybody knows that the usual hacky gesture by any DJ on a Tuesday is, of course, Two for Tuesday. Well, I'm breaking that off. You see, I'm not a big fan of Two for Tuesday. I like my music, and I like it the way I want it. So in order to give a little thumb up the nose to all of those program directors out there, I'm going to break their hearts. I'm going to do the one thing that you should never, ever do. This week, Mr. Murphy's Power Hour, 2.5 for Tuesdays. Now, wait a minute. How in the hell do you do 2.5 songs? Simple. I'm going to start playing one song. I'm going to play a second song. I'm going to play a third song, and I'm going to cut it off in the middle. Why? Because I can. So 2.5 for Tuesday. That's this week. How you like them apples? So we're going to start this thing off right. We're going to start it off with the Dropkick Murphys. Whoa. Hey, now. That's interesting. We're going to start off with the Dropkick Murphys tonight. Great band out of Boston. For those of you that have never seen the Murphys live, I highly recommend it. We're going to kick it off with the Workers' Song, Dirty Glass, and then Boys on the Docks. So you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LV Rocks.
Yeah. and bloody matters are such a bore.
You know, I always start to wonder how you made it through my door.
With my brother's new non-dupe black cat registry ID.
Well, you bit off more than you can chew the first day you met me.
And that is half a song. So, you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. I, of course, am Mr. Murphy. You'll find me here live every week from 9 to 10 p.m. Pacific time. I'm also live on Spankwagon Radio, which is 7 to 9 p.m. on Fridays, which is an irreverent show about all things funny, boobies. Did I forget to say boobies? I don't know. We had a fun time last week. We had Haley Young in the studio. She's a little porn star. And when I say little, I'm not kidding. She's tiny. But that's that. This is this. You are listening to the Rock and Roll Power Hour, and I am Mr. Murphy. This week's show, what we're doing is we're kind of defeating one of the age-old DJ go-to items, and that is going to be the good thing, the Two for Tuesday, where every DJ in America, you know what's almost as bad as the Two for Tuesday? The mandatory Metallica. I cannot stand that, because it's always the crappy Metallica songs that they play. Anyway, today we are playing Two and a Half for Tuesday here at Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour. So we will be playing two and a half of your favorite songs from all your favorite artists. And we're going to move right along here. We're going to go in and we're going to listen to some Pink Floyd. Can never go wrong with that. So get your bongs out, boys. Time for Tokes. Right here on the Power Hour. Dan hates it when I whisper. We'll be right back.
political debate. Only one network delivers real political...
That's the end of the song. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. Tonight's show is the 2.5 for Tuesday, where you are getting 2.5 of your favorite bands all put out here for you. The Power Hour may go a little long tonight, unspecified reasons. I hope somebody out there has got the recorder on, but we will do what we can. This week has been an interesting week for me. Couple of things brewing, couple of things going on. You may see Mr. Murphy on a television set near you. Don't want to say how, don't want to say where, but you never know what you may see. Also, don't forget to check out the website, spankwagon.net. You can keep up to date with the guys in the show. Check out our MySpaces, check out our Facebooks, our Twitters, our various different ways to communicate with you. And you can also catch the current tally on the NFL bet. That's right. Myself, Trencher, and Decaf have a little bet going to see who can pick the most winners over the season. Each week, one of us picks four teams. At the end of the season, the guy with the most correct picks gets his car washed by the other two. In, like, what is it, January? Yeah, the other two dudes are going to be wearing bikinis. So it's going to be real interesting, and hopefully Haley Young will come and help us kind of have some fun with that, too. So we're going to go into the next set, two and a half for Tuesday, the thing that makes all PDs cringe. Can't really go wrong with it. Just want to say a big thank you to all the guys hanging out in the chat room right now, all the people listening, all the podcast people. Yeah, I love you. I do this for you guys. It's not that I have a big empty hole in my soul that I have to fill with your attention. No. So coming up next, you've got two and a half from AC/DC.
I'm gonna make you mine.
That is half of AC/DC. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour this week. It is 2.5 for Tuesday. That's right. You're getting 2.5 of your favorite songs from your favorite bands. I just love tearing apart some of the preconceived notions of radio. Don't get me wrong. I love radio. I love music. I love exactly what I do here, and I love listening to guys. But there is nothing funnier to me than taking some shit that has just been around entirely too long and destroying the fuck out of it. And that is exactly what we're doing here tonight on the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. You are here with me live, as I am every Tuesday, from 9 to 10 p.m., except this week, going a little longer. Got some stuff here in the studio I'm trying to take care of. Hopefully get machines back up and running. And we'll have all of this taken care of. So tonight, you get a special treat. You get a little bit longer of the Power Hour. Can't really go wrong with that now, can you? Just want to say thanks to all the guys listening right now. And listen, and thanks to all the guys for... Whoa, what's that cool? Hey, hold on a sec here. That's interesting. I don't understand that, but we'll do what we have to do. I apologize. That kind of totally derailed me. I just want to say thanks to all the guys listening and all the guys that downloaded, all the guys in the chat room, both of you, one being me. Love you guys. That's why I do the show. So we're going to move right along into another great band. We're going to go out with The Clash here. We're going to go with Rock the Casbah, London Calling, and Should I Stay or Should I Go? You want to guess which one's going to be the third that gets cut halfway through?
The truncheon thing, the ice is coming, the sun.
The end of the song. God, I love doing that. It's almost brutal. It's like some sort of torture or something along those lines. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour on 2.5 for Tuesday here on LVRocks.com. We are running over tonight because we've got technical issues here in the studio that we are still trying to correct. I tell you this because that's why we're running over tonight. How long will tonight's show be? That is an outstanding question, and as soon as I have an answer for it, I will let you know. So, on with that, we're moving on to another fantastic band. You're listening to Pearl Jam. Well, that's Suicide.
Suicide.
And that's the end of that song. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour that has morphed into something more. We can't really explain what. It's one of those things that is unknown to all. You are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. We are moving right along here with our 2.5 for Tuesday on this special extended edition. Can't go really wrong with that, can you? Big thanks to everyone who's listening out there. I love you guys truly and dearly. So moving right back in, yet another band that deserves to have its own entire hour, and one day maybe we will play a full hour of the Beatles.
Ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
And that's the end of the song. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here, live on LVRocks.com, live every Tuesday from 9 to roughly 10. Although tonight we're going a little bit longer, just taking care of some business here in studio. Just wanted to say big thanks to all you guys listening and those of you that downloaded it at home. Do appreciate it very much so. I am not even going to mess around. We're moving right into the next song on the Rock and Roll Power Hour.
Oh,
And that's the end of the song. You are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power Hour on a special 2.5 for Tuesday, where I am playing 2.5 of your favorite songs from your favorite artists. Giving a big F you to every PD out there in the country that wouldn't give me a job on radio. I think I'm pretty cool. Anyway, you are listening to the Rock and Roll Power Hour. I do enjoy doing this, even if some people can't seem to figure out how the microphones come off the stand. We are going to go ahead and move on into the next level of our awesomeness for tonight's show. We're moving into Metallica. Now, in the past, I have run down Metallica pretty bad. Yes, I have. Why? Well, because for the most part, they blow. And I'm going to prove that they blow with the first song, and then I'm going to show two songs that don't suck. So, here you go. Just for all my Metallica fans out there, well, like both of you, I think it is. I don't know. There's like four people. I got an email last week that said, dude, why don't you play Metallica on your show? And this is why, because I honestly think Metallica really does suck. So, here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's the end of the song.
No, it's not.
It is tonight. Folks, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I am Murphy, and joined tonight, surprisingly,
surprise!
Completely random.
Yes, I just wandered into the studio. I was like, where am I?
Miss Venus Sarah. She's with us.
Here I am.
Yippee! She's coming to hang out because I guess she had nothing better to do with her time. We are in the middle. I'm not going to say the middle. We're coming up on the end here of the 2.5 for Tuesday here on LVRocks.com. Breaking the tradition that every jock in radio seems to know. We're going outside of that tonight, and we're having some fun. So far tonight, let's see. We've had Dropkick Murphys, Pink Floyd, The Clash, Pearl Jam.
I miss Pink Floyd.
You miss Pink Floyd. The Clash, Beatles, Rolling Stones. That was Metallica. Started off with some suck and went to something that doesn't. And just to torture you, I made sure that you had to listen to the whole suck song. That is The Day That Never Comes off of the new CD, which I think is entitled The CD That Never Should Have Been Released. It is like the number one or something album. And it just, to me, it's shades of St. Anger. Just how badly St. Anger was put together. One of the big problems that I had with St. Anger was that the drums were, I guess to say it, were at the front. You could hear them over everything. Gee, I wonder why, Lars. Why would you do that? Not a good album. This one, the Death Magnetic, not a good album either. And one of the problems people are having with it is they say the sound quality is really bad. And Metallica's official response to that is, that's because of iPods. And that's that.
God. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Blaming it on the iPod of all things, if you can believe that.
Really?
Doesn't that suck? Holy crap. Well, we are winding down here. I've got two sets of songs to go.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Are you a big Eric Clapton fan there, Miss?
I am. I do enjoy Eric Clapton. Yeah. Well, I liked him in Cream. And, you know, his solo stuff's all right.
Yeah. He had that cool solo album he did with B.B. King that I want to pick up.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That one was good.
I'm a big B.B. King fan. I'm not going to lie. Anybody who likes rock, you have to appreciate old school blues. In fact, one night soon, we're going to do R&B, or not R&B, we're going to do like a Motown.
Oh, I'd love a Motown.
We're going to do like a Motown and blues night, because you got to respect the roots of where rock comes from. And
by all means.
If you don't, you're pretty much boned. Mm. So we're going to move on ahead here. We're going into Eric Clapton. We're going to start off with Tears in Heaven. We're going to go to Layla and then Cocaine. I may mix it up depending upon my mood. You never know, whichever I want to cut off first. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Power Hour. And that's the song we just played. Ha!
Thank you.
And that's the end of the song. You know, there's just something funny about cutting it off in the middle and just saying, and that's the end of the song. Holy bejesus. Guys, you are listening to the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour here. That's my phone rings. You're listening to Rock and Roll Power Hour here on LVRocks.com. I'm supposed to be live from 9 to 10 on Tuesday nights, and from 7 to 9. I'm tired. 7 to 9 on Fridays. Tonight we're doing a little bit of an extended version. Why? Because it's 2.5 for Tuesday. Showing up rather unexpectedly with me here at studios, Miss Venus Air. She's been on before. Say hi, sweetie.
Hi.
She's so sweet. She knows more about music than I do, which is awesome.
That's not true.
Although we've been sitting here just rapping about books and other things of that nature. she's so well read. Gee, I wonder why. So anyway, one last 2.5 shot for you here, guys, and we're going to call it a night. This is one of those bands that everybody loves until you hit a certain point in your life and you say, why do I still listen to these guys? And then every once in a while you hear a song and you're like, okay, that's why I still listen to these guys. In my opinion, probably one of the better bands of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, well, 70s and 80s. 90s, they kind of faded out a little bit, then brought it back with the Get a Grip album and then Big Ones, which was supposed to be a greatest hits albums that have course contains two new songs. I never did understand why bands do that.
Always they do that. And you know, you're happy with just the greatest hits, you know, like excellent, all my favorites on one album.
So why are you giving me this new shit?
I don't know.
Just doesn't make any sense. You know, everyone does it. Everclear did it. Offspring did it.
Everclear.
Aerosmith, yeah.
It's pretty
Everclear.
Random.
Hey, I'm a big Everclear fan. Rolling Stones. Everybody that's ever put out a greatest hits album, for some goddamn reason, there has to be at least one new song on there. I just don't get it. So anyway, speaking of greatest hits, you are listening to Mr. Murphy's Rock and Roll Power. So we're going to go ahead and play this last set. Wind it up for the night. Have some fun. Don't forget, LVRocks.com every night.
Good stuff.
And that's the end of the show.
People you love will turn their backs on you. You'll lose your hair, your teeth. Your knife will fall out of its sheath. But you still don't like to leave before the end of the movie.
Guys, I just want to say big thanks to all of you for listening in on this extra extended edition of the Mr. Murphy Rock and Roll Power Hour. I want to say thanks to Jimmy Diggs for letting me do this in the studio. Thanks to Trench for recording it for me every week. And to all of you for listening in, I really do appreciate it. If you have any comments, questions, suggestions, just tell me to go fuck myself. You can email that to me, murphy@spankwagon.net. I have a lot of fun doing this show, and the reason I do this is for you. So please, if you got any ideas, suggestions, themes, requests, send them to me. I'll listen to them, see what I can come up with. Maybe I'll make a show out of it, maybe I won't. Starting to sound like Mike Rowe. Please send us your dirty jobs. Also want to say thanks to Dan for listening to this every week and telling me how much I suck, but suck less than the week before. We'll get their hooks into you. Remember, guys, I'm live here every Tuesday from 9 to 10 Pacific time. You'll also find me on Spankwagon Radio every Friday from 7 to 9. Don't like to leave. Have a great night. End of the movie.
No, you still don't like to leave before the end of the show.
I love it when he gets all creepy and silent like that. It's awesome. Okay, so here's the problem. I can't play any other music right now. How horrible is this? I'm just going to play a couple of random things from my own library here. This is not part of the show, by the way. This is me just floundering, wondering why the hell LV Rock doesn't have any music. No, I'm going to get a couple of things going here real quick. I'm just going to play a song for you guys. I don't even think it matters what it is at this point.
Childhood living is easy to do. The things you wanted I bought them for you. Graceless lady, you know how I am.
You know
I can't let you